Unit 7. Worlds to explore. 7.2. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 4.
There are two main types of device in which people can travel underwater. Diving bells, which are lowered and raised from the surface and can't be propelled forwards, and submarines, which do have a means of propulsion. It's possible that Alexander the Great descended into the sea in a diving bell 2,300 years ago, although this hasn't been proved, and some sort of submarine may also have existed in China not long afterwards. The first workable submarine of recent times was designed and built in 1620 by a Dutch doctor living in London, Cornelius van Drebbel. This was a fully enclosed boat, propelled by the crew, who used oars, as in a normal rowing boat. The crew breathed air through tubes from the surface of the water. The submarine travelled along the River Thames for several hours, at a depth of over 4 metres. Later in the 17th century, the British astronomer Edmund Halley patented a diving bell linked by pipes to barrels of air. Manned descents to depths of over 18 metres, lasting up to 90 minutes, proved that diving bells were practicable devices. A number of experiments took place in the next 2 or 3 centuries, including one submarine in which the crew turned a hand crank to propel the vessel mechanically. Jumping now to the 1930s, two United States explorers, William Beebe and Otis Barton, developed a bathysphere, which means deep sphere, in which they dived to 922 metres. The bathysphere was just large enough for 2 people and was raised and lowered from a ship by a steel cable. Electricity reached it along a power line from the mothership, and the 2 men breathed oxygen from tanks fitted to the interior. They had a telephone link with the ship and were broadcast on the radio all over the USA.